dial on in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. And yes, it is Thanksgiving, and we are here live in the studio.
Thanksgiving 09, just in case you think that we're recycling last year or several years ago Thanksgiving.
And
we may very well recycle the Thanksgiving story. We do tend to...
I don't have that tonight.
We can find it.
I mean, it's out there.
Because we've read it on the airs, year after year, it is prevalent all over the internet now. People are...
I'd rather take your calls. I'd rather, open the phones as we always do at 800-259-9231. Of course, it is Thanksgiving. You're certainly welcome to tell us what you are thankful for at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, it's, Free Talk Live as it normally is. In fact, what would be fun, Mark, is to actually have someone audit all of the other talk shows, like all the major talk shows. We were just looking at the top 15 talk shows the other night, looking at
top
the numbers. And wouldn't it be kind of interesting to actually send somebody to check all of those shows and see how many of them are actually live on Thanksgiving?
It wouldn't be interesting. It wouldn't be good for us to do because none of them are live. And
well, wait, how do you know that? You have to audit them to find out.
It's
there's
speculation
a
on my part. There
isn't, now, wait right. a minute. Wait a minute. There's a chance they could have some fill-in host who is live. Right on a Thanksgiving, there's a chance,
right? But that's still inadequate. It's still a lesser thing. I mean,
it's live though. That's what I'm talking about.
I understand live's good, but you get Free Talk Live's live hosts tonight.
That's true.
This is it.
This is it. The real deal. Like we matter. 800-259-9231. We will take your calls about anything coming up. I want to talk about the side hug. We have to talk about the side hug.
I think we should do it now. I mean,
I was front hugging people earlier today, and I feel very sinful and dirty now.
Well, we're gonna get to it. I promise you. I have to check the audio. I don't know if they're gonna curse in this thing.
No, they don't curse. It's a Christian video, dude.
No.
You think that they're... I mean, come on.
No, he's right. It's a Christian... It's like you're singing. It's about a Christian side hugger.
What is it? Set it up, Mark. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it this segment. We will do it, though, because I've got to check the audio levels. Just make sure it's okay.
Okay. I got it from Jason Osborne. Sent it to me. He said that if I don't talk about this immediately, that our show isn't worth crap. And he's right. Immediately upon reading this article, I knew intuitively, right in down to the core of my being, that in fact, front hug are sinful. Because I know what I'm thinking when I hug a hot girl from the front. I know what I'm thinking.
Is that
so
right?
It's true that
I usually cut the buttocks myself when I'm getting a front hug. So.
Yeah, it's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
They're here on the Huffington, it's straight from the Huffington Post. Christian youth groups finally have an alternative to the normal front hug. As we know, face to face embraces run the horrific risk of clothed crotch grazes.
You're more likely to kiss somebody, too, if you're hugging on the front.
The Christian side hug that has, as the kids call it, rids us of sin as only below-the-belt contact with some good old-fashioned hip-to-hip action. To help the side hug fad sweep the nation, let us present this hardcore rap song. Yep. Side hugging has hit the streets. The group has as many MCs
What's
as the
group?
Wu-Tang Clan.
No. No.
And as much power as a barbershop quartet. Look out for the...
No, it says the group has as many MCs as the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, that's
right.
Not the Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay.
Many MCs as. Ominous sirens blasting on the track. Clearly these are gangsters on the run from the law, probably from side-hugging up a storm. One MC wearing his bandana, Tupac style, no less, admits to taking part in the forbidden front hug. But don't worry, God, he's married.
You can front hug once you've gotten married. Is that the idea?
Well, yeah, you can front hug.
Not in public.
Yeah,
never be,
not.
There's certainly, God has no prohibition on people hugging, a man and a woman hugging that are married. No.
But Christian music is...
Couldn't hug other people's husbands or wives because that would be sinful.
Christian music is... They've got some interesting stuff out there. Not that I've heard very much of it, but, I mean, they have Christian rap. They have Christian
hardcore
death metal.
Hardcore rap. I mean, this is,
I don't know what that means, hardcore rap. I don't know how you can
on its way out pretty
what's,
soon.
What?
Yeah, that's what
all
I was thinking.
All this stuff. Christian, what do you mean, all this stuff?
All the
heavy rap?
All this fundy Christian stuff. It's got to be on its way out. Does it feel like it's on the decline, or is it just that I've not paying as much attention to it?
Yeah, you don't run in those circles.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think that the amount of people who are overtly religious certainly differs in areas across the country. I don't recall what the statistics are for up here in the Northeast here in New Hampshire, but certainly it's not like it is in the Bible Belt. So I guess it all depends on where you are. And if you aren't running in those circles, then you wouldn't know. I mean, if you were going to church and hanging around people that listen to music like the Side Hug, then you would... Maybe you would not believe that. Maybe you'd think that everybody is a Christian, or maybe you—I don't know. Mm. I don't know, because everybody I know is most people I know are not practicing Christians. They're not. Most people I know are unchurched or atheists.
I can only draw the conclusion that that some smart guy is ferreted out this new extra sin, which is the front hug, and that he's using the popular venue of rap music to spread the Christian side hug,
maybe it's always been popular amongst the Christian community, and maybe now we're just finding out about it thanks to the magic of YouTube and the internet.
It would just
depend, right? It would depend on how fundamental the church is. I mean, just because we're sitting here thinking that maybe this fundamentalism in Christianity, organized Christianity, is on the decline, at the same time, I know that Sunday morning people pack themselves into their cars and they head on out and they go to and fill the churches here in the area, and I'm sure they do it around you. So I don't know. It'd be interesting to hear some numbers on that. I know that certainly it's declined over in the UK. I'm not sure about here.
And Europe.
And Europe, okay.
Yeah. Not that they've got anything good going on there, so, I don't know.
The toll-free number here, maybe you know a little bit more about this than we do, at 800-259-9231.
One of the biggest problems I have with sort of the fundamentalist doctrine is that one should be moral for the sake of going to heaven or doing what is, makes God happy. And I think that in and of itself is dangerous, because one should be moral because being moral works. Mm-hmm. It is the best system for getting what you want in the world, which is happiness and prosperity and, all the things that one wants, one generally gets from being moral, and being immoral is a poor way to get
things. If you want other people to treat you well, you treat them well, mm-hmm. and so on.
That's what I find, the most dangerous thing about, religions where there's a reward, carrot stick scenario.
Yeah, it doesn't really, they're doing it for some sort of unseen benefit down the line,
right.
Whereas you can do it for the reasons that benefit you today.
What's holy about that? What is sanctified about that? What's good about doing something in order to get a reward in the end?
Yeah, it's like you're trying to get into a club.
I act in a moral fashion because I believe that acting in a moral fashion is, I guess I am doing it for a reason. I suppose it's as good a reason as any. But I'm doing it because I believe that it's a system that works here now, today.
Well, what a backward system, right? I mean, you've got people like us sitting here, maybe three pantheists in the room. I know, Dale, you were definitely coming
pretty
in that
pretty
direction.
Pretty close. I just don't really like the term. But,
right.
I mean,
I don't like it either.
It describes me, actually, pretty well.
Okay. Yeah, I've tried to find a different one.
I know there's the
inherent, like, the equating to God in the word theist, of course. And so,
I think the term God is kind of poisoned because it conjures that big man in the sky kind of, for me at least, that connotation of someone looking down and judging you in this monotheistic kind of...
Even more progressive views of God are not really in line with what I tend to look at the universe. I mean, I still don't think of it as that. I mean, it implies sort of omniscience and omnipotence or some kind of something being above humans and separate or, whatever. It's just... doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah, I think the implications are very mixed depending on who it is you talk to. So I for one, am not a big fan of that word. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But we come back to the Christian side hug here in moments, and we'll talk a little bit more about, the idea of why people think hugging is bad. I'd like to investigate that. And if you are somebody that thinks that, I'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. That is hugging outside of marriage. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, Thanksgiving Day edition. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. It is Thanksgiving Day edition of the show. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind, whether you want to tell us what you're thankful for today, or whatever's on your mind goes. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, and they're totally free at freetalklive.com. All right, so we are going to take your calls about whatever you want. But first, I promised the Christian side hug. And I guess we can give you enough to give you a taste. I don't know if I want to play all 4 minutes of this.
No, 4 minutes sounds too much.
Yeah.
I think that first bit is just really great.
Okay, here we go. This is it.
Gunshots.
Right. And I don't know who these people are yet. I still haven't found that out.
I think it's Christian Sidehug. I'm not sure.
The name of their band?
That's the impression I'm getting. I don't know or care very much. So
do you think gunshots sound
right. Like here's one thing that bothers me about this. You have the gangster rappa type thing going on.
Yeah.
And they've got gunshots. I'm going to only assume that that's the noise I'm hearing. And police sirens. What?
See, that offends me so much more than front hugs.
Okay,
Jesus loves gunshots.
So are they shooting at the cops? Are the cops shooting people? what's going on here? Were they shooting amongst each other and the cops are coming to break it up? What is this shooting going on here? And does it have anything to do with hugging?
It's like it's just being included to make it rap-like without thinking about what it means.
That's exactly it, but that's that's the problem. If I include the sound of a good old ghetto style beat down and a girl getting raped in a back alley, does that give it more authenticity? And is that therefore more Christian?
Well, I don't know, but they call themselves Rough Riders, and yeah. I went to UrbanDictionary.com to find out exactly what that is. It is an increasingly popular name for new gangs after DMX's retirement. The most popular is, that DMX being a rapper, the most popular is the mainstream bike stunt crew.
Wait, I thought it was a cheap condom.
Well, it's also a cheap condom.
Okay. Okay.
So either way, I don't know if that's very Christian either, but let's see what they have to say.
Yeah.
The place is packed, by the way. I mean, you were talking about is...
It's easy, though. They take the church group, fill the van up, and then they drive.
Tell everybody, hey, kids, free rap concert!
Right, just that's how it goes. I'm, you know... It's such a caricature rap.
Can they also light up a blunt on the stage as rappers?
Oh, yeah!
As rough riders?
I love the dance with those little, you know, the slinging arm on one and slinging arm the other. I'm a Christian rough rider.
All right, what else do you need to know?
Right, no front hugs and no kissing.
Yeah.
Right. Because God doesn't like touching.
Christians have always been so much more tolerant of violence than sex.
At least the ones, you know.
As long as it's directed at the right people.
And you know, this it's like even sex.
It's, you know, it's about, yeah. Well, I know. That's just, they're almost fabricating more things for people to feel guilty about. Like, oh no, people are starting to feel like secure in themselves and doing their own thing and they're not being obedient to us. So we need to give them some things to be guilty about, you know, that we can save them from themselves and that, you know, why they need to be so, you know, strictly obedient to this higher authority, which
God's
is very parental to parenting.
Is holding hands acceptable, too? I mean, is that going to be in verse 2 that, you know, that's a no-no? You got to put gloves on or something?
I'm stupefied that they would... I can't imagine too many kids out there thinking that this is, you know, like, legit and accepting this as you know... To me, this is a fabrication for parents to, you know, feel okay about rap or something. I don't have any idea.
I don't know either. If you would like to speculate on this, maybe you have been deep within the Christian scene, the Christian youth scene, and you know what goes on. Would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231.
When I was going to youth group, I was making out with girls at the church, you know, like right there.
Oh, really?
So
this makes me think back on Jesus Camp. Did you ever watch that?
Oh, yes.
What the very poignant scene for me is this young kid... you know, they're telling everyone to share and just be honest, and he's talking about his doubts about the existence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's eyes, you look at the audience, and their eyes are really big, and they all look absolutely terrified. Like he's breaching
he
the unbreachable subject.
Say,
you know? They're all there to reinforce what is already this very fragile notion, and so they have to reinforce for each other, you know, because facts sure aren't doing it.
Right, logic doesn't work,
and so they have to do that for each other, and that's what, you know, they're all getting together to maintain this house of cards, this very fragile belief system, and this kid was being honest,
right?
And you know, and later on, he's like, no, I'm okay now. I believe in God, you know. But he's expressing himself honestly that I really have these moments. He's like, I have these moments where I don't believe in God, and which is totally normal. And but everyone just looks terrified.
Yeah, it was a great film. I enjoyed that one and would recommend it. 800-259-9231. Also, of course, one of the more creepy scenes is where they're worshiping at the cutout of George W. Bush.
Yeah.
That was pretty eerie. So we go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Have you been in the Christian youth movement? Do you know what this is all about? And how seriously do the Christian youths, or if you will, the people that are absorbing these messages, actually take them when they see a video or app video called Christian Side Hug? 800-259-9231. Meantime, you can bring up anything. It's John in Texas on the live Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live. John, what are you thankful for today?
Hey, how's it going? Well, I'm thankful for getting through, first of all.
Oh, but that wasn't hard. You're the first caller the whole show.
Yeah, well, I guess, I don't know. There's a lot of things to be thankful for, a lot of things to gripe about. You know how it is. But, you know, I'm calling in, first of all, about all that rap stuff and rap videos. You know, I'm in my mid-20s, and I'm personally completely sick of how everybody tries to behave like a thug and glorify being a thug. It's ridiculous and dumb, and they need to stop it already. It's getting really old.
When are they going to stop? That's what I'd like to know, because I saw somebody pushing a stroller down the street with kind of the yo boy. I think it's called a yo boy hat is what I understand, or it's the yo boy look. This is a new term for me. It's got that flat brim, and they wear it crooked, basically just sitting up on top of their head.
A sticker still on it.
Yeah, whatever, man. The tags. Who knows? I don't know.
All I know is it's a lot easier to pretend to be a thug than it is to actually get out there and try to be a success at something. It's a lot easier to look dumb, really.
That's true. Well, maybe there's going to be a silver lining here. Maybe the thug generation, if you want to call them that, or these, you know, the certain section of the Generation X and Y, whatever they're called, Generation Ought, is that it? Maybe the thugs will breed, because they are breeding quickly. Many of them have children.
Yeah, and maybe they need some rough riders, huh?
But here's what I'm thinking. Maybe because children are rebellious toward what their parents do and what their parents say, then maybe they will rebel away from the thug kind of look and style and demeanor, and maybe rebel into responsible young adults. I don't know. It's possible, right? I'll bring you back here if you have more comments. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And maybe we'll share a little more of the side hug. I still need to listen to a little more, see what it's like. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
We all have to fight germs, but can your antibiotic beat the germ-fighting power of oil of oregano? The International Journal of Food Microbiology says that oil of oregano is one of nature's most powerful germicides, effectively killing a wide range of bacteria and fungi. Oil of oregano can be used daily for those prone to getting sick. The active biochemical in oregano oil is the phenyl carvacrol, which circulates in the blood with antimicrobial action. Oil of oregano is known to be a potent antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiparasitic oil. And don't be surprised to learn that oil of oregano is a powerful painkiller, too. Buy your oil of oregano from HealthTruthReveal.com. Our oil of oregano is 100% guaranteed true wild oregano. Call us toll-free at 800-593-6273. 800-593-6273. That's 800-593-6273. Or go to HealthTruthReveal.com. Health Truth Revealed. Keeping you informed, keeping you healthy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. It's the live Thanksgiving Day edition. We'll take your calls at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam. And the Free Talk Live listen lines are apparently back online. We remedied that problem last night, so they should be working as well. You can get all the details at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And if you want to be much better able to bring the groceries back from the car, I can do it all in one trip now, thanks to the Totasack. TOTASAK.com. I've got two of them, just two. That's all I need. It's in the back of the car. Mark, I think you've got a family pack, because, well, you do have a family.
I've got more than one car, too.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the way I go to the grocery store, at least.
And I'll just load up all the groceries on this wonderful little handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. You can get yourself a family pack at Totasack.com, and that's TOTASAK.com. They carry more than you can, a lot more. Totasack.com. As we continue here, we're going to take your calls about whatever's on your mind, plus maybe a little bit more from the side hug, the Christian side hug, which is a rap video, and I'm not sure how long it's been around, but we played a clip from it earlier, and it's just amazing that there are actually people seriously saying you shouldn't be hugging people from the front. You should not hug your friends. You should not hug your loved ones. Girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, from the front. You need to learn how to do a side hug. That's what the rap song's all about. But let's go back to John in Texas. I believe you had a few more comments for us, so go right ahead, John. What's on your mind tonight?
Just real quick, I was going to say also, main reason I called in was because I'm wondering what's going on here. I'm obviously a U.S. citizen. I live here in the U.S., and just recently I got back from Tokyo, and I was wondering, I mean, it's an amazing city. It's it's just amazing. I mean, if you've ever been there, you'll understand. But one thing that I get from just Japan in general, as opposed to the U.S., is they have amazing, it's just amazing over there. And here, it's kind of mediocre, yet I hear a lot of people in the U.S. always, it's almost like, I guess you would say, foolish pride or whatnot. They keep touting about how the U.S. is the best at this and best at that. And yet, when I went to Japan, they had a lot of things that were just mind-boggling, and I didn't hear one Japanese person, and I spoke to a lot of people there, you know, and you know, I have different friends over there, and I spoke, you know, and I didn't hear one person touting how Japan was good. It's almost like every time I hear someone say that from the U.S., it makes me feel like if they're just trying to convince themselves,
yes,
of its superiority. And also, you know, I think a lot of people are in denial about how China actually owns our whole economy. And they don't, you know, everyone's talking about how people are test firing missiles or whatnot, but what they need to understand is that China can do away with us just by cutting us off. And
well, but they won't be doing that. I mean, there's no reason for China to cut anybody off. They've got economic reasons to continue doing business. But nonetheless, I think your assessment of the denial is absolutely spot on. I think a lot of Americans are suffering heavily from that. And, of course, it's in the government's best interest to propagate this concept that this is the best darn government and the best darn country in the whole world. It always has been. It always will be. It's America, darn it.
Nationalism, I think, has often been about trying to pump up your own self-esteem in a very artificial manner. I mean, if you look at, like, white nationalism, they're, you know, white supremacy, I can't, it's amazing the low life that kind of has to convince themselves that they're better by putting down other people. And that's where a lot of it comes
through.
Because I belong to this group, I'm better than this other group, you know, and that group think is a source of artificial self-esteem for them. You know?
Yeah, and I wish people would differentiate between the American people and the American government more, because there is a difference. The government is arrogant. The people are decent here in this country. And another thing is, you know, all this healthcare babble and all this nonsense that I'm hearing about. Look, I mean, what they need to do is look at France's model. I know France is a big bureaucracy and whatnot, but they need to look at France and just people there have such quality of life that it's unbelievable. I mean, we would probably we would kill ourselves. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't heard great things about Europe personally, as far as quality of
Britain or whatnot. Britain. I mean, I've heard bad things about Britain, but I don't know.
How about we just have freedom? How about that instead of, you know, all this being like other countries?
You can't just say it's better or we're not, or it's not that simple, because it really just depends on what the aspects you're talking about. But I mean, I think a lot of it is
here.
What's that?
We're talking about a social issue here in the U.S. where they're I mean, you know, just look, I don't know where you're at, but pretty much, you know, I've been all over, and I'm sure you have too, all over the U.S. and people, one common thing is they're completely celebrity obsessed. They're into like a false reality that's so crazy. It's so crazy, and it gets annoying that you can't talk to anybody about real issues or real anything.
Oh, I share that. I share that frustration, but you don't think that exists in France?
It's like, well, I think they're more open to different ideas. I know.
How long did you spend there? How long did you spend in France?
Excuse me?
How long did you spend in France?
I'm not talking about France in general. I only spent a week in France. I've been to France before, but only for a week for the holiday.
So then you're not really in a position to comment on how pop culture obsessed the people in Europe are then.
No, but I was in Tokyo for 2 months, and I can tell you, first of all, Japanese people are just, I would say they're, you know, obviously I live here, so I could say, you know, even myself, I mean, I felt like a slob there. To be honest, I felt like they
maybe
had more social value than most people here, and they had more respect than people here. I guess whatever. I mean,
it just depends. I guess it just depends on the circle you travel.
Japanese game shows where they play pranks on people with hidden cameras and, game shows where they get hit in the crotch.
The American, Spike TV type thing, I don't think that's an actual Japanese cultural thing. And the main
you don't
thing
think
is,
it's a natural cultural thing. I don't know how natural it is, but it's a cultural thing because those shows exist, and they're all kinds of strange, violent, and
I don't know.
Bizarre.
I don't watch Spike TV. I see some of it online and stuff. It's not really available.
All I'm saying is people here, I think they're in big denial. Like, it's almost like when you try to talk in reality, in real terms to them, like about real things that are going on, they kind of... It's almost like you're crashing their world.
I think you're oversimplifying things. I mean, it'd be better to talk, if you want to talk about in any certain respect, like comparing police states, I think we're worse than France. Comparing socialism, we're actually catching up to them very quickly,
okay,
maybe, but just different
health.
Things, you know.
How about comparing health as far as the health of the people of the country?
Well, I don't think that I don't think it's fair because the United States is it's a melting pot. Have you heard that term before? And so you have a lot of different cultures eating lots of different foods with lots of different cultural backgrounds. You compare that to Japan, where they eat a lot of burnt food and a lot of raw food, and they basically genetically very similar. It's an unfair examination. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I could tell you in
really
France, there's a lot
comparison.
Of Russians living there. There's people from all over. There's people from Japan living there. There's people from all over. It's not just a bunch of French cannolis or anything going on. You know what I mean?
What he's trying to point out, though, is that their behavior is, in terms of like the kinds of food they eat and the kinds of activities they engage in, they're a lot more physically active than Americans and things.
And again, we're
talking
about
things
like
that. It's much more consistent versus here, where there's all kinds of different things and a lot of sort of cultural experiments going on.
Look at land. The U.S. is huge in comparison. I mean, you've got a whole lot of different places here in the United States, and a lot, and like you're saying, we're different groups of people within those places.
Why do people still believe global warming? Also, what? Why?
I don't know. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I share a lot of your concerns. I really do. I just, you know, I'm not going to make blanket statements about other people around the world, especially not having spent a whole lot of time around them.
Blanket statements are fun, and they don't require you to think as much.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231, but certainly a number of Americans do suffer from denial. Absolutely.
There's a good percentage of what he said was true. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can bring up anything by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Thanksgiving Day edition. We're here taking your calls about whatever you want and sharing with you this new rap sensation. Well... It's the Christian side hug. That's what we're talking about. Apparently, within the world of organized Christianity, there's a rap group, and I still have not been able to figure out who these people are. But when I went and I looked for hoax Christian side hug hoax on when I start page that I found. That somebody claimed that they did not believe it was a hoax because the video allegedly came from a conference. So this wasn't just necessarily people, Mark, as we had speculated, just kind of pulling kids in from off the streets or whatever, say, hey, kids, it's a free concert. This is conference where
people... But they had a conference already, so the crowd was built in.
Yeah.
So they trotted out their, their lame rappers here. Yeah. And I don't know much about rap music, but I can tell you these are lame.
Well, maybe, but the kids that attend these might actually think they're really, really good. So I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. In case you're just tuning in, let's give you a little sample here of what we're talking about.
That's inappropriate. You back up off her because we want to keep our mind pure. Want to keep away from sin. That means it's you two girls.
So there's the gunshots again. I just can't get over the gunshots in this and the police sirens in this. I mean, what? They're worrying about being sinful by giving a hug from the front, which I can tell you, when I've given hugs, in my younger days to younger girls, I was being sinful. I can assure you, no problem. I'm with you there. But do we have to wrap the cops and the gunshots into this?
Are you telling me that having a hug is sinful, Mark? What are you talking about?
Well, sin would be committed in your mind. The sin is lust, right?
Oh, I see.
So lust is a sin, and, if you think, I'd like to hug her. And I can tell you, I've seen plenty of women walking around several today I'd like to give a nice hug to. Yep, that's sinful. Fine and dandy, whatever. I think that the prohibition causes more problems than the hugging.
Yeah.
But,
the prohibition could cause people to act out in ways that they otherwise might not. It may cause a level of sexual deviancy that would not exist in the absence of such prohibition.
How about the forbidden fruit aspect?
There's that, yeah.
So actually, nothing's going
to
stop.
The best way to get kids to try something is to ban it and tell them it's only for adults or that it's horribly evil and they should never do it. And that's the best way to get kids to try something.
Coming up here, we're going to share with you what one self-professed Christian lady is saying she does when it comes to hugging people. We'll give you her little post from the internet. But first, we go to your calls about what you want. It's Brandon in Texas on the Amp Line. Hello, Brandon.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about Christianity and how I think it promotes a bad image of humanity, and I think that's bad because I think things are generally not good or bad, but how they are raised in the environment determines how they are. And this rap thing is kind of just an outgrowth of that, kind of like the Muslims, and they make their women, they call them their women, they make them wear some sort of burqa or whatever, or even if it's voluntary, it's really, really pressured in the society. But they do that, and I've talked to Muslims that have tried to convert me, and they say that this is because the temptation for the men is such that if they were able to see their bodies, their succulent little bodies, they wouldn't be able to overcome the temptation to just rape them.
It displaces the responsibility away from the man and onto the woman for being respectful of other people and respecting other people's boundaries. All that gets displaced onto the woman. The same thing happens here, too. It's totally just a difference of scale, but it's the same idea when we say that men can go topless and women can't. It's the exact same thing on just a slightly a lesser scale. And so, we don't make them cover up their entire bodies, but we're saying, well, women and only women need to cover up just one part of their bodies because men will just go nuts and behave like animals. You know, who knows what will happen, and it's the woman's fault for not covering up.
Exactly. And I've noticed because my parents are kind of this, my mother is this kind of Christian fundamentalist. She thinks she's a Baptist, but I don't even know if any of those mean anything. But basically what she thinks is that you should resist situations that make you or provoke your naturally evil tendencies. And I just disagree with that, and I think Christianity and I guess religions that are like in that way are bad because of this, and they actually promote a bad image of humanity when really all it would take is just a decision by each person to become a better, more moral person rather than trying to avoid all these terrible situations. Go ahead.
I agree with that. The example you gave, though, I think it's a little bit misplaced as to where I think the problem is. I think it's really just in their definition of what is evil. The basic idea of avoiding the things that are going to tempt us into doing something, I think it's really more of a matter of, how you evaluate what's good for you or bad for you, and we all have to make those decisions for ourselves, but hopefully with some good guidance and information and facts. But, for instance, if you knew that you had a tendency to overeat, it's not necessarily a bad idea. It's funny I mentioned this today after a very luxurious Thanksgiving where I partook of the food. But if you have a tendency to overeat and you're trying to lose weight, and that it's not necessarily evil, but it's bad for you at that time to eat too much. And if you know that you're easily tempted, avoiding the places where there's going to be lots of free fattening food is not a bad idea. So the basic concept isn't a bad idea, but they just have really screwed up criteria for judging what's good and evil.
Dale, I can say, as the resident expert on sin here, having seen your chocolate-covered bacon at this point, that it is, in fact, sinful.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it is.
Yep.
So thank you tonight for the call. Appreciate it, Brandon, at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it all seems so backwards to me.
What, chocolate-covered bacon?
Well, that sounds tasty, but, I mean, it sounds interesting at least. I'm not sure how tasty it will be, but apparently it was very popular today. But what I want to point out about this is that essentially the Christian message here is that unless you're married, then you shan't be touching, you should not do anything beyond a side hug with your, presumably your friends or opposite sex. I mean, am I also not allowed to hug another man? Because that would be kind of gay, and I'm sure
you might turn gay.
Right.
What if it felt good and you turned gay?
Then you wouldn't
have any kids, and then the population would totally, we would depopulate, and the whole world, the human race would come to an end.
All I got to say is, generally, if I hug men, it's just to be sort of egalitarian because I really don't want to. I'm just out there wanting to hug women.
But do you understand my question, Mark? Essentially, what they're saying is, okay, kids, don't hug someone of the opposite sex. And presumably, they would also say you shouldn't be hugging someone of the same sex either because, you know, it could generate some thoughts. I might wonder what it's like to, you know, squeeze on Dale a little bit here and there. Who knows what will go through my mind?
I don't know how you can avoid that.
Yeah. So that would be a prohibition against hugging just entirely. And so, therefore, this is a mindset that eliminates most human significant contact.
If you do a side hug right, sometimes you can catch a little boob. You go kind of around the back and under the arm, and you can, it happens.
Yeah,
so that might become a ban, too. They might just have to ban hugs altogether because you might catch some boob.
They actually have, when I was looking for it for the side hug, I found a website where it shows a diagram of a man wrapping his arm around it, what is presumably his wife, because he certainly, if he's a Christian, wouldn't be doing it to any other woman. But he's wrapping his arm around the side, and he's got it definitely below the bust line. So there's not even a chance here. You've got to make sure you kind of grab in at the hip if you want to be a good Christian.
Can't hips be a little bit sexy?
Birthing
hips?
Right above the hip. Not too far above, because then you're getting toward... Yeah.
I just think you're venturing into dangerous area here, Ian.
Yeah, that's true.
You need to be thinking about this.
Well, there's another website that says, and I don't know how much of this is tongue-in-cheek, but I think it's all serious, because I think they're all posted on kind of Christian discussion sites. There's another website that advocates just a high five instead.
Just a high five.
Yeah, no hugging. Hugging, side hug too much, high five.
You know, they would have even done this in my youth group. This would have so not flown.
So essentially, the Christians here are basically cutting people off from significant human contact. And isn't it kind of a known fact that when you don't get hugs when you're younger, that you're more likely to turn out to be a serial killer?
Actually, there's a study done on people that are sort of borderline, homeless and those kind of people that are kind of borderline as far as mental illness. Mm-hmm. And areas where prostitution is legal, mental illness has diminished, before and after. Same areas.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, the Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live.
Call in front hugs, stay sane.
What are you thankful for? You're welcome to share that with us or bring up anything you want. Hour 2 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.